We also, at 8:40 on this Wednesday morning, June 26th of 2013, have your Tip of the Week, brought to you by Maryland Retina and the offices of Dr. Sadiq Syed. You can call for an appointment and more details at 410-549-1100. And, of course, the website with all kinds of very valuable information at MarylandRetina.com. Dr. Syed, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Bob.
Good to have you with us today. Now, you really give us some good topics, and I tell you what, you're the expert. We learn a lot from you, and today we have another topic that's very important, that's especially for those of us that are getting older, and we sometimes wonder why we start to lose the focus, or we get the blurriness, or whatever the case. And specifically, you want to share with us information about retinal detachment.
Yeah, so again, retinal detachment, it's still a relatively uncommon condition, but basically this is a condition where the retina, which is the nerve tissue of the eye, comes loose from the wall of the eye. So, and I know this sounds like something which would be caused by some type of trauma to the eye. However, retinal detachment actually occurs spontaneously most of the time with no previous trauma. The reason the retina detaches is that the gel inside of the eye, called the vitreous humor, can pull on the retina, causing tearing, and then the retina to detach. So those who are very nearsighted from early in life will have a higher chance to develop retinal detachment because their eyes are relatively long with thin retinas. And retinal detachment also tends to occur more frequently with aging, and of course can be caused by trauma as well. So in many cases, the initial sign of retinal tearing or detachment will be flashes or floaters in the vision, which occur suddenly. As the condition progresses, one will start to lose their side vision and can eventually progress to lose their sort of central clear vision, like the reading vision. As this condition does affect the retina, which is the nerve tissue of the eye, it can be a cause of permanent vision loss if not treated in a timely manner. The good news is that surgery for retinal detachment will in most cases be effective to stabilize or restore the vision if done in a timely manner. And the key part of that statement is timely treatment by seeking urgent medical attention for symptoms that might be consistent with retinal detachment, such as flashes and floaters or any type of sudden vision loss. And then at that point, if you see a general eye doctor, they refer you to a retinal specialist, they can advise what's the appropriate treatment at that point. And again, at Maryland Retina, we are available for evaluation of sudden vision symptoms generally on a same-day urgent basis. And again, we're at Maryland Retina, located conveniently in Eldersburg. We focus on providing compassionate, patient-centered care for macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, retinal detachment, and a host of other retinal conditions. We're located in the Liberty Exchange Complex, which is right on Liberty Road, close to the intersections of 97 and 32. We can be reached at 410-549-1100 and via the web at MarylandRetina.com.
Dr. Syed, I find it interesting that the chances of this retinal detachment happening has to do with either nearsightedness or, of course, with aging. Now, I can understand the aging situation, but now I have a question about that because from the time I was a child, I wore glasses and I'm nearsighted. In other words, I've never used glasses for reading, but always for the nearsightedness. And I find it interesting that, as you say, it occurs spontaneously with no previous trauma. So, in conclusion, would there be any possible early signs that maybe something like this could be a condition that someone develops?
Yeah, and again, the thing with the nearsightedness, also I advise that kind of the biology of that is that the eye sort of forms longer than what it should be. So it does mean you have a slightly higher chance, but I don't try to worry people that they will get it. It's still a very rare condition, even if you are very nearsighted. And then the kind of difficult part of it is that it usually doesn't have much in the way of symptoms until it's kind of close. So when you get those flashes or floaters or a sudden change in the vision, there's usually actually not much that would preclude that. Like by a month or 2 months, you may have nothing, and then suddenly it occurs on a certain one day. So that's why it is something where you have to really try to be evaluated as soon as possible, and then the timing of the treatment can be determined, after you see your eye doctor or retina specialist.
Well, thanks for assuring us there, because that's very important, of course, to know that it is a rare situation, and the other qualifications you mentioned as well. Dr. Syed, we certainly hope that you have yourself a good rest of the week and weekend, and we'll look forward to getting with you next week, just before the 4th of July holiday.
Oh, you too, Bob. Thanks so much.
Okay, it's always a pleasure. Dr. Sadik Syed, ladies and gentlemen, Maryland Retina in Eldersburg. Call him at 410-549-1100 or at any time on the web at MarylandRetina.com.